Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
So you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll talk about The Witcher, which is a book, a video game series, and a TV series on Netflix. Conan, you're all into it right now, so you want to talk about it?
I want to talk about why it's still fresh in my mind.
And we'll get into that on the way here, but you also wanted to talk about talking to yourself, the inner monologue. That's also on
inner
the way.
Inner thinking, yeah. Inner monologue.
So we'll get into that discussion, but of course you can call in to bring up whatever is on your mind. Oh, and there was another update story that I wanted to share, because I said there was bad news and there was good news, and there was sort of a bit of a mix of both in the first story, which was about Elaine Brown, the tax freedom advocate, former tax freedom advocate, now apparently in favor of taxes, who has sort of recanted her beliefs and has been let out of prison. And then there's some really bad news in Utah with the woman who was charged with being topless in front of her stepchildren inside her own home. She lost her case. We'll tell you about that if we get the chance. All that's on the way. But first, to the phones, your calls and thoughts. We'll get to the inner monologue stuff coming up next. But first, we have Clamoring, and she's on the lines on the Discord server, calling from the North Country in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Clamoring.
Hey there. I just wanted to throw in my two cents about changing your mind.
Yeah, because in the last hour we had a story about a Bernie bro, self-described, who became a libertarian by learning about economics.
And I feel like I have a kind of a similar story, because I used to be a Bernie supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I went from being a Bernie supporter to a free state mover. And so that's kind of a big stretch there.
For sure.
And I think that I can't remember which one of you, Vermont. I can't remember which person mentioned it, but it was a matter of education. It's a very pretty story. Who doesn't want people to have health care? Who doesn't want people to have education?
Right.
We all are, by default, good human beings, and we want to take care of each other as a community.
Yep.
But when you really start thinking about how do you pay for these things, how do those things work, then it really starts to break down. And for me, that point was when I went from being very gainfully employed, where I was, hey, I am happy to pay my taxes, and I am happy that my tax money goes to somebody that is less fortunate than me. And then I went to being purposefully unemployed and wanting to pay for my own health insurance. So I just wanted to pay out of pocket. I had plenty of money. That wasn't a problem. And then, because of Obamacare, I couldn't do that. And it was just red tape after red tape after red tape after red tape. And then that really started making me kind of research, why is all this red tape here? I don't understand. Like, I just want to pay to be insured, and I couldn't do it. It was ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I don't have this experience. I've never tried to do this. So, like, can you give us an example of what was standing in the way, what difficulty, what red tape was the most frustrating?
Well, I just tried to purchase private insurance, and private insurance was not available. I had to go through Obamacare.
Wow.
No matter how much money I offered, I was like, I'll pay $1,000 or $2,000 a month. I don't care. But it was like, no, you have to jump through all of these governmental hoops.
And don't you have to have a job to do Obamacare, or can you do it as a single non-job person?
I was trying to do it as a private person individually, like just paying out of pocket, and it just could not be done. And then there were all these restrictions about when you could sign up, the deadlines for signing up.
Right,
and
there's
I missed
a certain window, right?
Moving.
Every year there's like a certain time frame. Was it toward the end of the year?
Yeah, exactly. but I missed the window because I happened to be moving at the time, and then I couldn't get insurance for a year. So it was crazy, and that really was just like kind of threw me over the edge.
So okay, so how did that lead you? Just frustration with bureaucracy won't necessarily lead somebody to being libertarian. So what was it that there? Where'd you go from there? I guess
okay, it wasn't completely linear because at that point I had already been a self-describing anarchist for a number of years, but I just was still in the camp of I need to have a corporate job, I need to have corporate insurance in order to function. Mm-hmm. And so there was some, again, it wasn't linear. It was just like kind of all over the board.
So you were already an anarchist, but yet still sort of subscribing to Bernie? I'm confused.
No. So Bernie was before.
Okay.
Because, and I can only say that I subscribed to Bernie because it sounded like a good idea that everybody had health care and everybody was taken care of for education.
And this was before you were an anarchist.
There was some overlap there. I mean, I didn't clearly say this is what an anarchist is and how that is completely disconnected from what I grew up with. If that makes sense.
So before you were an anarchist, you were a Bernarchist.
Bernarchist.
Like the bunny should rule everything.
And where does your family and your friends stand politically?
Well, my family or my immediate family are all anarchists, but wow. I have an extended leftist friends circle.
Okay. All right. So now what?
That's it. I just wanted to talk about the change. Like, I think that it's important not to get into an us versus them mentality, because I think a lot of people are open to logic and reason. And you don't want to, like, alienate people and kind of shame them for their own beliefs, because people can grow and learn.
Right.
Yeah, I got in trouble last week for calling them normies. I'm going to try to not do that as much.
I agree. I don't think it's good to sort of look down one's nose at somebody simply because they are stuck in a particular spot where a lot of us were at one time. And like I don't know if it was you clamoring that said, or it was Johnson, but it was ignorance. Or it was the guy that you were reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it wasn't that he was stupid. He was just ignorant, which means you don't have enough information. And even if the information has been presented, you may not have really paid attention. You may not have absorbed it or been in the right place in your life.
It's by design. They don't want people to have information.
But it depends. Sometimes the ignorance is not because it's there because they haven't done the research. They haven't gotten off their butt and actually tried to figure what's actually going on out. And I think it's different than...
There has to be an incentive to do that, though.
You have to motivate somebody to want to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in my life motivated me to want more by giving me little snippets of information like, oh, well, you have that belief. Are you sure about that?
Why do you have that belief? There's a system that exists where this type of information and anything that might desire, you know, that spark the desire to go and look into these sorts of things is very tightly controlled. That's the public school system.
Exactly.
This is a very, very tightly controlled, you know, factory for churning out people that will continue to support the system, that will continue to want to put more money into it. It just exists to perpetuate itself.
So it's just like the Matrix where you take the red pill, like give people a chance to make that decision for themselves, give them a little wiggle room, you know, to start thinking about things gently for themselves.
But as Morpheus said, many of these people are not ready
to be unplugged,
ever.
Sure.
That's true. And that's okay. There's a lot of people who are ready. We just have to put the information out there, invite them to check it out. And it's important to not waste too much time on those who aren't ready, because they're not going to move faster just because you want to spend more time trying to persuade them. So move on to a better prospect. Great call, Clamoring. Thanks for sharing your story with us. Appreciate hearing from you. And that sounded great, by the way, there on our Discord server.
Crystal clear.
Very clear. If you want to sound that good, just hop on our Discord server. You can jump into one of the on-air calls. call-in-line rooms. They're the top five rooms on the server over at discord.lrn.fm. You don't have to have a fancy mic set up on your computer. You can just install Discord on your phone, and it's an automatic upgrade to your call quality. But you can also call the old-school way on the phone at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll talk about the inner monologue coming up. That might keep some people away from freedom because they're arguing with them.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You dial in toll free and join us here. Coming up, we're going to talk to ourselves about talking to ourselves. Well, in this case, there's three of us in the studio, so we don't have to play devil's advocate.
Well, apparently, some people don't. talk to
themselves. They don't talk to themselves. Really?
Yeah.
There might even be one in this room
who doesn't
talk to himself.
Really? All right. All right. We'll get into it coming up here. It seems like such a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that.
Wait. Do you, when you say normal thing to do, is it mixed for you or is it just constant?
What do you mean by that?
No, it's not constant. It's just on occasion.
See, I was picking that up.
And then there are also mixed people. Mix them. So you'll have
a variety of all three in the room.
Correct.
You being a constant dialoguer, you being a partial dialoguer, and me being a not really ever dialoguer.
All right, we'll talk about it. this is a new territory here from Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. And you can bring up anything that you want. By the way, LibertyCon is on the way in April. So mark your calendar for April 3rd through the 5th. And if you can go, and you're going to be going to D.C. with Free Talk Live because we're going to be broadcasting from the event. But that's not really the reason you want to go to this. The reason you want to go is because there's going to be a bunch of great liberty-oriented people there. 70, at least, maybe even more, 70 pro-liberty organizations will be in attendance at LibertyCon. So you want to do some networking? This is the event to go to. Maybe you want to advance your career, your business, or internship opportunities. Great opportunities here at LibertyCon, April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. Go to libertycon.com, use code FTL, get a $10 discount on your tickets. And that's actually a good discount because the tickets are less than $100 for a normal, regular ticket. If you're a student, you get an even deeper discount. Use code FTL over at libertycon.com. They're going to have debates, too. So one debate is called Is Government Necessary? With David Friedman, that's Milton Friedman's son, arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy Sandefur will be arguing that it is. Plus another debate featuring Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, versus Stephen Perlstein from the Washington Post. Epstein will be taking the position that capitalism does not require government intervention, while Perlstein will say that it does. You can go to libertycon.com, use code FTL, April 3rd through the 5th. We'll look forward to seeing you in D.C. there. Let's go to Brad. He's calling from Ontario,
cool.
Listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Brad.
Hi there, guys.
Hey,
I just, you know, I'm a longtime listener. I'm trying to think of her name. Last caller was
Clamoring.
Clamoring, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. You said it better than I ever could. I've called in a few times, Ontario resident, and we have a lot of fighting amongst people, public sector unions, teachers, and whatnot, mm-hmm. and they're just fighting and fighting and fighting, wasting money, and it makes no sense to me. All I wanted to say, it's great to hear from callers like you that actually can put it into words that that are kind of understandable, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, hey, thanks. So you're frustrated with the government workers. They're fighting. Are they fighting with each other over pensions and that
absolutely.
Sort of thing?
Well, there's lots of fighting. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's parents now upset because they're doing rotating strikes, right? So they don't want to do an all-out strike. They just want to do a rotating strike to tell the public we're upset, and so now the whole government and people of Ontario are just like, where are you going with this? You're not going anywhere. You're doing these rotating strikes that have been going on. It's built up for years.
So what is it, just now, before you go on, what does it mean to have a rotating strike? Does that mean that part of the teachers take time off and strike while part of them stay on and then they switch?
No, certain geographical areas will just target one area to say, okay, today maybe London, Ontario might have a strike, and next week it's going to be this geographical location to have a strike.
I see.
And it absolutely makes zero sense. It's a whole bunch of wasting money of people arguing.
So they want more money is what it is? You know, they're not getting paid enough? Is that the claim?
Well, they pretend it's not about more money. They say it's about the children, but it's very debatable. It is very, very debatable, and that's why Ontario citizens who used to be united are now getting more and more divided. We're getting more and more divided as Ontario citizens who used to all, you know, pretty much have a lot of pride in our province and our country. We're all starting to, question, what are we doing here? And I think your last caller kind of summed that up pretty properly. And I wish more people would listen to shows like yours to try to put things into perspective in their own minds. And what are you doing? Like, what is your end game here? Or what is your goal here? Having rotating strikes is making no sense other than wasting taxpayers' money and going nowhere.
So, and is it legal? Question for you: is it legal to homeschool in Ontario or in Canada?
Yes, it is. You can opt out if you want. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you can't opt out of the taxes that pay for the government schools, but you
can't opt out of the taxes. No
right.
way you can opt out of the taxes. Zero chance of that happening. But if you choose to keep your kids home from school, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know that at the very least you do have the freedom to get your kids the hell out of these indoctrination camps, even in Canada. Hey, thanks, Brad, for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The quick story here about what he called in about. Apparently, these Ontario elementary school teachers have started rotating strikes on January 20th. This is fairly recent. Unless there's what they consider significant progress in contract talks, the Teachers Federation of Ontario, the Elementary Teachers Federation, says if the government refuses to address critical issues by January 17th, they will start a full withdrawal of services on a rotating basis. Teachers have been on a work-to-rule campaign, whatever that means.
Work-to-rule.
Since November, and plan on ramping it up starting Monday. So this, again, is a couple weeks old, so they've obviously begun these strikes. The union president, Sam Hammond, says the government has only discussed cuts to education instead of key issues like support for special needs students. Always the special needs students. You don't care about kids if you don't support endless taxation. Addressing violence in schools and preserving full-day kindergarten. Elementary teachers are also seeking higher wage increases than what the government is currently offering them.
Work to rule is a job action in which employees do no more than the minimum required by the rules of their contract.
Wow.
So whatever.
Maximum
laziness. I guess we would have to see their contract to see what they actually have to do, which is probably not a whole lot.
So if you do above and beyond, the union will turn against you. If you exceed the bare minimum requirements, then you become a threat to the work-to-rule system.
Yeah, don't be that guy who's showing us all up.
Right. They don't like that.
They don't like that. And you know what? It's coming here.
Work-to-rule?
The strikes.
Oh.
In a big way.
Hmm.
And it's not just going to be the teachers. It's going to be a lot of pensioners.
Well, of course, they'll convince the students to go along with them, right? Like
Look how easy it was to get them on the climate change wagon.
Yeah.
The kids are striking all throughout Europe on that silly deal.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, talking to yourself, the inner monologue.
We'll
see what that's all about. On the way, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or jump onto our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And you can talk to us there and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mayor Pete is feeling pretty good as the Iowa caucus results are finally coming in.
But results are in from a majority of precincts, and they show our campaign in first place.
Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders are leading the pack of Democratic presidential candidates with a little more than 60% of Iowa precincts reporting. President Trump set to deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Democratic Senator from Pennsylvania Bob Casey on what he hopes to hear from the president.
The president's job tonight at the State of the Union is to bring the country together. It's not time for demonize and divide. It's time to bring the country together on a range of issues. Now, it doesn't mean he won't necessarily refer to the impeachment process.
Casey speaking there on Fox News, and Macy's announced they're closing over 100 stores, which means 2,000 people will be out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or call on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
The Next Generation Wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and exchange instantly between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Coming up, we'll talk about the internal monologue. But first, we go back to Canada, where Marcus is on the line, listening online. Go ahead, Marcus. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Just fine. Although it sounds like you might have something turned up in the background. Maybe it's your headphones or something, but go ahead.
Oh, hang on.
You're all right. It's not that bad. Go right ahead.
Well, let's see. Basically, I was going to say that since you guys are into trying to bash Trump, I was going to mention that the guys, like all presidents, is an Illuminati shill who basically does whatever he's told to do in exchange for $1 billion a year, guaranteed 8 years. You've never seen one get kicked out.
Nixon.
The only time you've seen it, well, the only two presidents that have ever been, that have ever gotten shot were the ones that said, I don't like the banking cartel. And then they die within a month. It's like, who knew?
So is it the banking cartel or the Illuminati, or are you saying they're the same thing?
I would say they're the same thing. The federal bank is about as Federal Express.
Okay. So what do you want to do about it?
Well, see, I was hoping that some folks would be interested in exposing not the president, because that's like a waste of time. You know, if you go for the right wing or the left wing, it's the same bird. Doesn't matter which wing you chase.
Mm-hmm. They're all bad.
Or not really, they're all bad, because some of them are good people that work in politics. But the higher up you go, well, yeah, at the bottom, like when you go to your congressman,
they're not good
those
people.
Those are normal people.
No, they're not.
Well, in Canada, most of them are.
It's just what they want you to think.
Well, maybe that's true. But
yeah, see, the thing is, politicians are sociopaths, and they're pretty good at, like, being nice to your face. Like, they're real good about, like, being likable. They want you to like them. They really do.
They're con artists.
Yeah.
This is their profession. It's
right.
Their trick.
And Marcus, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. They just want you to like them, so you'll support the things that they're doing. Even if, you know, you don't necessarily agree completely with all their beliefs, they still want to be liked.
But that other guy's politician, that other guy's bureaucrat,
agree, they can't shut you up quickly enough. And if you don't pay, well, then there's a real problem beginning to brew.
Yep, they got a prison cell, warm and wait, well, cold likely, and waiting for you. So we can bring up, or you can bring up anything you want there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Any thoughts on the Illuminati, this theory that there's a big club out there and you're not in it?
They're globalist evildoers and they smell of sulfur.
And that, you know, is the Illuminati a thing, or, you know, is it just something for paranoid people?
I think they exist.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are they? Are they actually pulling strings, or are they just a smoking club? But I think there's more than one club.
I think reptilian shapeshifter that are demons, and you can see them on the news if you're watching carefully.
Like you
said, you'll see their eyes switch to little slits.
Smells like sulfur in here.
Did Jones actually say that? Alex Jones actually say something like that?
He said that Hillary Clinton smells like burning sulfur.
They're putting chemicals in the water. She's a demon.
Yeah, I've heard him say that. She's a demon. Look, I don't know either about this Illuminati thing. I mean, there's a website called Vigilant Citizen. It's very entertaining to read, and, you know, it's an interesting theory that this...
It's all about the Rothschilds.
The idea that there are powerful people out there and that they're not, and that they are not pulling strings makes me think that you're on the wrong track, brother.
Yeah, well,
they're powerful for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Both, a lot of them are psychopaths and sociopaths, and they have an agenda, which is control. So what do sociopaths do when they get in a room together? I think they plot.
That's a good question.
Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg.
He does interesting sort of exposés on the supposed Illuminati, like, symbolism in pop culture and, like, pop music and things like that.
Did he cover the last concert, the Super Bowl?
No, I actually looked for it the next day, because normally he does cover those things, and at least not immediately he had not. But
I think it might have been kind of shallow. I didn't actually watch.
No,
all I've seen are pictures, and I tell you what, Shakira could fit inside, what is her name, J-Lo? If you unzip J-Lo, you could put Shakira in that body. She would probably fit in J-Lo's butt. That's how tiny she is. I didn't realize.
By comparison, yeah. No, the most recent story in Vigilant Citizen is the eerie synchronicity surrounding Kobe Bryant's death.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, he might have been a sacrifice.
By the Illuminati.
Because it always happens right before the Super Bowl.
Well, they're getting ready for the Bohemian Grove.
Well, and apparently there's a couple of pop culture references to Kobe actually dying in a helicopter crash.
Well, he had a big fear of it, apparently.
Did he really?
Thing, yeah.
So was he trying to conquer his fears?
He and his wife had
a
pact to never fly in a helicopter together.
Wow.
So that, you know, they wouldn't
just in case
both die for their kids, supposedly.
Wow. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want here. Let's talk about the Inner Monologue, guys. Tony, was that your story tonight?
So this actually came across my radar And I looked into it a little bit. I looked into it, you know, for a day or two. Last year, when the NPC meme was popular.
NPC, non-player character.
Basically, drones walking around with not a thought in their head and only repeating script. Basically what the simulation, the program has written for their character. And so this kind of came up in there's one study in particular. And if anyone has this, I don't have the $35 to pay for this particular study, but it is the Phenomena of Inner Experience. It's written by Heavey, or it was done by Heavey and Hurlburt. And if anyone has that PDF, email is mail@conansolidate.com. I'd love to read it and actually talk about it, because they actually did a study where they put pagers on some students. They had 30 students, and about six times a day, their pager would go off, and they would have to stop, and they would write about what they were thinking.
That's interesting.
What they established is that there's basically five different types of inner, not monologue, but there's different inner experiences.
Yeah.
And one of them is inner speech, inner monologue. One of them is inner seeing, inner vision, which I think is what Johnson is.
No.
Then you have your unsymbolized thinking, which is like random thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have people who are feelers. They feel emotion and whatnot. And then you have people who are aware, they're aware of their surroundings, whether it be smell or the temperature. And what they established was every one of these groups, there were people who did not feel these way. They did not have these.
They didn't fall into any one of those.
They did not have these inner experiences, which...
They're just blank.
So a lot of the NPC memers ran with this study. And to prove that, yeah, there's basically people, there's drones walking around who, unless you are inputting information into them, they would be completely tabula rasa blanks.
Let's talk more about it. You got more to tell?
There's a lot. There's a lot more.
Okay, great. We're going to dig deeper into this here. 855, 450 free. You want to share your thoughts on this? And how do you think or
feel
or
how do you live?
See?
How do you see it?
855, 450 free. You can join us here on the radio, where you may also bring up whatever's on your mind, if anything. Maybe that's why we don't get that many calls.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. And we're talking about the internal monologue and the various different sort of manifestations or the ways that people interact with themselves or observe reality or the thoughts that are going on in their heads. An interesting study, Conan, that you're sharing with us here. Also, do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, where they've launched a trading platform over the summer of 2019 to allow you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And you can do this easily at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. That's where you can use a bunch of different options, including online or cash deposit, various different methods. Some of them are higher risk than others, so make sure you do your due diligence if you're going to get on the site and try selling. If you're going to buy, make sure you buy from sellers that have a good reputation. Otherwise, there is a bit of risk involved, so be careful there at local.bitcoin.com. But if you're buying from somebody with good reputation, it's a pretty safe thing to do. Local.bitcoin.com. Buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. No identification requirements, by the way, to sign up for the site at local.bitcoin.com. So, Conan, you said they did a study. They only had 30 participants, right?
And they were college kids.
Okay,
college kids. So this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And basically they just followed these kids. Well, they didn't follow around. They gave them pagers, and then they wrote down what they did. And then the next day,
they wrote down what they thought about, right?
What they were thinking about at the time when the pager went off.
Yeah, if anything.
Mm-hmm. And the next day they would have a sit-down, an hour-long sit-down, and they would actually, you know, get a really in-depth a discussion on what was going through their minds and whatnot. Like I said, I haven't actually seen the study. I've only seen the tidbits and the abstract and whatnot.
Right.
So I've got an idea of how it worked and what it was, but I would like to, you know, actually see the whole thing in depth. So, yeah, last year came across my table, came across my radar. MPC meme definitely brought it to the front. But this week, someone else has figured this out for the first time, that not everyone, in fact, has an internal monologue.
Okay.
So this comes from the blog Inside My Mind. My day was completely ruined yesterday when I stumbled upon a fun fact that absolutely obliterated my mind. I saw this tweet yesterday that said that not everyone has an internal monologue in their head. All my life I could hear the voice in my head and speak in full sentences as if I was talking out loud. I thought everyone experienced this, so I did not believe that it could be true at the time. And I, like this writer, am inundated by my voice.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's one of the reasons I drink.
To shut it up.
To not shut it up, but to
make
to,
it slur.
To muffle it a little.
Okay. Literally, so it's constant for you.
It's never ending.
Really?
It's just a never ending thing. I can't sleep.
Mm.
And I have always thought that this is the reason that my dreams are so vivid, and I don't get good sleep.
I have trouble going to sleep, but I don't have problems sleeping once the sleep comes. So, like, sometimes my thoughts will just keep on going, and it's very hard to silence them. Meditation, of course, is tricky, right? Like, this is the reason why people have trouble meditating as novices, because the
I could not imagine sitting down, legs folded, trying to meditate on nothing.
Mm.
Right. It just wouldn't.
To keep the voice away for 10 minutes,
to keep,
right?
To keep my voice away.
I don't recall most of my dreams. It's very rare for me to actually.
But you know you have them, or you just don't
remember them? I know I have
them. So you don't remember them.
Yeah, I don't remember
them. Can you recall them the moment you wake?
The moment I wake, sometimes I'll get like
some aspects of it.
A short bit, and sometimes it'll be like, I know that like I've woken up and like have. What I know is like a half an hour's worth of like a story, I guess, within like 5 minutes of time. You know, like as I'm waking up, I know I'm like taking like 5 minutes to wake up, and what I've experienced as part of a dream is like a half an hour's worth of, you know, like what would be like a television episode or something like that of what was the dream. But then like trying to recall exactly what happened over that half an hour is very difficult.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
It goes away real quick.
Yeah, that's true for me. I think that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think in order to remember the dream, you have to write it to memory.
Yeah.
No, well, when I say write it to memory, you have to actually create the memory.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it just doesn't. It's gone.
Yeah.
And this is the way memories work. Basically, every time you go back to remember something, you are remembering a copy of that copy. And that's why memories are so fleeting.
They're unreliable.
They're unreliable, and they start to fade over time. This person writes, literally the first person I asked was a classmate of mine who said that she cannot hear her voice in her head. I asked her if she could have a conversation with herself in her head, and she looked at me funny like I was the weird one in the situation. So I began to become more intrigued. Most people I asked said they have this internal monologue that is running rampant throughout the day. However, once in a while, someone would say that they don't experience this. My life began to slowly spiral out of control with millions of questions. How do they get through the day? How do they read? How do they make decisions between choice A and choice B? My friend described it as concept maps that she sees in her brain. Another friend says she literally sees the words in her head as if she's trying to think about something. By this time, I was taking ibuprofen at this time in the day because my brain was literally unable to comprehend this revelation. How have I made it 25 years in life without realizing that people don't think like me? Well, I mean, I think we should all come to that realization that we're all special, different.
They're different.
Snowflakes, all different. I posted a poll on Instagram to get a more accurate assessment of the situation. Currently, 91 people have responded that say they have an internal monologue, and 18 people reported that they do not have this. I began asking those people questions about the things that they experience, and it is quite different from the majority. I would tell them that I could look at myself in the mirror and have a full-blown telepathic conversation with myself without opening my mouth, and they responded as if I had schizophrenia. One person even mentioned that when they do voiceovers in movies of people's thoughts, they wish that it was real. And by the way, I did, Johnson, I think you shared this article earlier this week. So I did a lot of self-reflecting after reading this article. And I tested myself throughout the week doing different little tests.
Because you said this thing about the movie, and that's exactly, I mean, the way I shared it was with this. I said, I have some friends on Facebook freaking out about this. I always thought that the internal monologue was some kind of joking television device.
Right.
used to present the concept of someone forming an idea in a way that could be portrayed easily for television. I have to definitely express a small amount of effort to talk to myself in my head and a little more to visualize words which usually appear as white sans serif bold on a field of blackness.
Do you see words?
I can, yeah, easily. And I can actually visualize words in different fonts very easily.
Do you have to close your eyes, or is it like projecting over things?
That's hard to describe because it's there, but it's in my mind's
eye.
One person mentioned concept maps. What, do you make anything of that? like ideas that are kind of...
Okay, so I've been waiting to jump in, so I'm going to jump in now. So, okay, so, and then I said a lot more effort is required instead of visualizing words, visualizing, you know, objects and things. That requires a lot more mental effort for me.
Right.
I have a hard time, like, especially if it's complex, which really stinks because I'd love to be an illustrator and be able to hold the details of a drawing in my head, but every single time I go to redraw something, I have to re-visualize the entire object, and it becomes very difficult to, like, really remember all the details if something is a complicated object.
You mean something from memory? Or
something from memory. Like, let's say I want to visualize, if I wanted to re-visualize your face and draw it, I would be able to put the picture in my mind for a split second and be able to remember every detail. But then when I actually go to replicate those details and remember the proportions,
it's
and
gone.
Like where, it's much, much, much harder to do that.
Right.
But what's weird is I know that I can visualize someone's face or like a horse or a cat or something like that. And when I picture it, it's perfect.
Wow.
Like perfect. I can bring up that picture. But then the moment I go to like zoom in and like change and get the details so that I could like replicate it, it falls apart.
I think
horrifically.
I think some of that, because I'm a sculptor and myself, and I think some of that is, first of all, it's practice.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And a big one is the actually creating the measurements.
Right.
So just the looking at a face, I wouldn't be able to do it. But if I actually sat down and start taking measurements, you know, your nose is this far from your eyes,
if I have reference material, it's easy.
Right.
You know, like, but doing it from memory, forget it.
Now, when you say that you can see words in your mind's eye, are they like speaking to you? Like, are the words sentences, or are they just like, how does that happen?
If I wanted it to be, it could be. Typically, if I'm thinking of words, it's individual words. So, if I were to think of a sentence of words, which I'm doing right now, they're literally individually appearing one by one on a field of blackness in a sans-serif font, and just flashing by. Literally, as the word completes, it blinks out of existence, the new word comes in.
So now, when you're problem-solving, how are these words, what are the words doing?
No, I don't do this all the time. I just made the effort to do that, and that's what I was visualizing.
Do you have any inner monologue?
No.
So they don't come on their own. The words don't, like,
no,
appear,
it's just if I want to picture words, I can picture them.
Right, so they don't give you a different thought or anything
and
like that.
And in fact, the most similar experience that I've had is there's actually an app that is used to make people read faster, where it does words on the screen and flashes them by faster and faster, and you can
continue this. Coming up here, hour three.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.